Let's talk irregardless. Now, you all, as soon as I said irregardless, went bleh. And you immediately began the great litany of insults that irregardless has enacted unto the English language. It's not a word, it's illogical, it's uneducated, therefore, we hate it. But here's the thing. Irregardless is none of those things. About 300 years ago, when irregardless first showed up, it was a dialect word. Irregardless is native to the dialects of the Upper Midwest and the Great Lakes region. And irregardless was mostly used at that point by country folk. That meant that irregardless was ripe for mocking, and the people who used it were also ripe for mocking.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless. It's a non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And I got to be honest with you. I was all set. Everything was working killer. And then all of a sudden, the program, all my show prep just went bye-bye. It fucking figures. I'm not even on 20 seconds. 20 goddamn seconds. Who's the lady doing the intro? That's my wife. She works for free. All my show prep just closed. It said, do you want to update? And I was like, what? And it just did it. I hate this fucking... Why do I do this freaking thing? It just started. There we go. All right. All the show prep is back. So welcome, everybody. My God. You'd think I would be on a regular basis. I'm doing a show once a month. So, and I was supposed to do it last night, but tonight is a special thing. I know damn updates. Oh, Jason's on. There you go. Hey, Jason. Jason just joined us. Haven't seen it. Here's the thing. I was supposed to do the show last night because last night was Wednesday. Tonight is Thursday, and it's also Halloween. It's Halloween. So I couldn't get my shit straight yesterday. I really couldn't, and I've been burning out. So I'll tell you what. Thank you for joining the show. Let me just say hi to everybody. Happy Halloween, everyone. And thank you for joining the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. Through my website, markscalia.com. And check out more of that site. The calendar is always being updated. Plus, we got all kinds of things happening. I got a lot of shows and booking. And I'll talk more about that in the updates. But keep checking out that website. If you want to be more participant of this show, like who wouldn't? Me. But if you want to be more participant of the show, all you got to do is click that speaker box you're listening to on my website. And that will just send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, MIXLR.com. And then you can sign on using a Facebook address. And then you can be part of our live chat. We got a bunch of people on tonight. And I was like, oh, that's so good. We got people on tonight. I won't have to just talk to my screen. And I got people actually listening, which is great. And the third way you can listen is if you can't listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. And I just had some issues with iTunes. I don't know if you guys have had it too, but my podcast is fine. So if something's going on in the podcast, email me, let me know, because I think all the episodes are up. But for some reason, iTunes isn't, you know, Googling it. It's supposed to be Googling it, and it wouldn't. It's not Googling, and I wanted to Google. Anyway, it's been about a month, so let me bring you up to speed, because there's a lot of things going on. With the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. Wear it now. Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And as I mentioned, it is Halloween and a special Thursday edition of Radio Regardless, because again, I couldn't get my shit straight yesterday. It's not that I couldn't get it right. It's my computer. And I remember I told you I had a crash. I had a computer crash like a month and a half ago, and I'm still working out all the bugs. Turns out GarageBand was deleted for some reason. The whole system was just messed. So I was going to do the show last night, but then I started updating everything, and it was like, no, blah, blah. And I was like, it can't do it. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. And because I've been burnt out. That's the honest truth. I've been burnt out. I had Monday off this last Monday. And Monday is the first day I have had off, like full day, days and nights, not doing anything. And since like September 22nd. And I know it doesn't seem like much. You're like, Mark, you're a fucking comedian. What do you do? How taxing is your life? Well, it's fairly taxing when you do four-hour shifts on the trolley, and then you do 2 one-hour shows. And one day I did 3 shows during the day, one-hour shows, and I did 2 shows that night. And again, you're like, well, it's only, you know, it's like 6 hours, but it's everything. It's the energy level. It's bringing it up. Like, here's the thing: if you go to your job, you go to a regular job, you don't have to be on the fucking time. You're like, I don't feel like working for the next 10 minutes, or I can zone out, or I can go get a cup of coffee, or walk to the water bubbler, or whatever. Go to the bathroom for 15 minutes. I can't do that. Like, when I'm on, I'm fucking on. And it's a pain in the ass. And my wife, too, because it's Salem, Massachusetts, in October. It, you know, it's the Halloween capital of the world because, you know, 400 years ago, they killed 20 innocent people, and now we're selling fucking t-shirts over it. And everybody's like, where's all these witches? And I go, there are no witches. There weren't then. I mean, there are now, but they're not the same. But I'll be honest with you. Today, little overcast, little rainy, very, very rainy at some points, very windy at some points, and we're supposed to get a lot more wind tonight. That's why I'm hoping I can finish this broadcast before the wind picks up. And it was very thin. Like, usually tonight we would have probably 100,000 people. What is this? I wish I could go back to a job flipping burgers sometimes and not have any interactions with anyone. That's all I do. All I do is interact with people. Then when I come home, my wife's like, let's do something. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? It's not that I don't love I absolutely love my wife, and I really want to spend time with her. But it's any other person that isn't me, I'm just like, fuck, let's get away from everybody for a little bit. It's just, you know, I hear you. It's just, and again, today the weather was kind of bad. So a lot of people, and they're like, we should postpone it. I want a chili when I get home. I want a drink when I get home. But everybody's like, we should postpone it because it's going to be rainy and there's wind. And yeah, I don't want, we can't do trick or treating in the wind and the rain. What kind of that is that? That's great. And then, of course, they put it on all of them TV, and then they have the opposing view. So people are like, I don't know what's wrong with kids today. I was out there, and I was trick or treating in the fucking snow and the rain, dude. Like, yeah, we were also getting apples with razor blades in them and shit like that. But yeah, I mean, everything. We had a bunch of kids, not a lot. And, you know, they came and my wife went around. Some other people came over and they did a whole round the block kind of thing. But there's really not that many people. There's really not that many people in Salem as much as there should be. But again, It's been a super busy month. Last Saturday was busy. My wife and I, we've been doing the Salem Spirits trolleys, which have been killing it. And we've been selling out. So there's like 30 people in each one. And they've all been good. Like, nobody's been a douche, which is good because I can't stand when douches work with me. But I'm looking forward to November. I'm looking forward to a couple days off where I'm not doing absolute everything. You know, I'm just going to chill out and just relax, just a little, just slow down a little bit. No shows, no hecticness, and Just hang out with the wife for a little bit. Maybe we may go out tomorrow. May go get something to eat, hang out, and just get away from this place. It's not, again, it's not like it's terrible, but. And I have very limited time because November is very busy. And of course, then you got November, and then I got to start planning for Scrooge. Like, I start not shaving tomorrow. my cat, my wife said, the little buddy, is listening to the show. He'll be asleep in 15 minutes, if that. I know I'll be asleep in 20. The show's already half over, and I haven't done anything yet. I'm not even halfway through the monologue. But yeah, I mean, so I got November, a lot of comedy shows, a lot of corporate stuff, a lot of different other things. I'm doing some, just everything. And then, of course, Scrooge starts up. The Christmas Carol starts up. And believe it or not, I mean, what are we, 26 days to Thanksgiving, if you really think about it. And it's only about 50 days to Christmas. And people don't even look at it like that. Like, I just want to enjoy one thing at a time. Fine. I'm already six steps ahead, because you know what I'm looking forward to? January. Because you know what January is? The Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. I've already started advertising. I have gotten over 100 submissions from comics all over this country, and two from Africa. And and I know what you're thinking. No, they don't want to give me $10,000 so they can exchange it for $1 million. No, they're real comics. Kenya. Let's do that. The problem is, I don't want to get into it. But I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to settling up with that. And as soon as October's over, I'm going to get my contracts, load up my rooms, and I'm going to get all these comics performing at the shows. That's what I'm totally looking forward to. And because I've been so busy with shows in October, I haven't had a chance to watch the news, like at all, which is kind of good, but I almost had a sneak peek today. You know what has to happen? Quick edition of the White House Update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this, there was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
All right. Now, I'll be honest. I have not been watching any TV. I haven't watched or listened to any news in like 25 days. Yes, not watching is a blessing. I can't watch it because I was getting so depressed. I was getting so, so depressed. And then I started working. I'm like, okay, fine. I don't care. But my thing is, just fucking do it or don't. Our fearless leader creates plenty of comedy moments. Too bad you've been missing it. I know. He's been saying some crazy shit. I've been overhearing some of the shit he's been saying. Twitter fights. Like, he's, what are you, fucking 10? the reason Twitter added more characters? Because Trump is a nightmare. They went, fuck it, we gotta let this guy talk. But yeah, I mean, my thing is, if you're going to impeach him, just impeach him. Stop fucking around. Like, literally, stop fucking around. I don't care. Ain't nobody got time for that. Let's see. I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to interrupt the White House update with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight. And they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
They do. Now, you might recognize this song. I've played this song a couple times, and I did kind of a crossover because it's sampled from another song. But listen for a second.
Some people say that he's guilty, that he's guilty. Some people say, I don't know. Some people say, give him a chance. Oh, some people say, wait until he's convicted.
There you go. So So this song, of course, this was written for Nixon, but I just love it because that's Shaggy used it for Mr. Lover. But that's why I found it and blah, blah, blah. But either do it or don't do it. Don't drag everybody through the goddamn mud. I'm sick of it. It's absolutely a fucking nightmare. Nobody's got time for it. So I'm just, you know, done. So that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about. I do want to talk about, because it is Halloween, I want to talk about the 10 best candies. Now, here's the thing. I got my own 10 best candies, but I actually Googled it. I'm like, what are the 10 best candies? And see if I agree with this. And see if you guys agree with this, too. Because I love these candies. First of all, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, top candy. Top candy. And you would not, like, they got all the commercials to go on. And for tonight, it's fucking peanut butter and chocolate. Who's going to get fucking pissed off about that? People who are allergic to nuts. If you're allergic to nuts, I don't want you in my world. If you're allergic to shit that grows in the ground, how do you eat? I mean, come on. I mean, think about it.
I don't want to eat that nut. I got bloated.
Hey, the next best candy? See if you agree with this, which I totally agree with this. Snickers. Fuck yeah. Who don't like Snickers? After that, Twix. Now, see, I'm not a fan of Twix. I think they're okay. You know what it is? Because I don't like whatever that stuff is. You know, nut nougat. That's Three Musketeers. Fucking nougat. I just love saying the word nougat. Fucking. Third one, actually the fourth one, Kit Kat. Kit Kat. Fucking Kit Kats kick ass. How many Kit Kats can you eat before you get nauseous? Like, I don't know. I could eat. I don't know, literally, I maybe can eat like one of those full packs, maybe a second pack, and then that's it. Then I'm like, boop, can't do it. And of course, next in line, what do you think? You can eat 42. Jesus. Individual Kit Kats. M&M's is next on that list, but they don't specify plain or peanuts. Or the caramel ones. Oh, I don't even know if those would be good. The ones with peanuts are good. Then Nerds. Fucking Nerds? I haven't had Nerds in like forever. I didn't even know they still made them. Then, of course, they Butterfinger. That's the next one on the list. Then they go with Sour Patch Kids. And look at, now you can see the direction they're going. Sour Patch Kids, which, you know. Then Skittles. And then, what the fuck? The Hershey Bar. The Hershey Bar is the 10th? I'm like, Hershey Bar was like, the fucking shit, you know, before everybody got fancy, adding nuts and stuff. Fucking add nuts. So those are the best. Here's the worst. And you know what's on the top of that fucking list? Oh, candy corn. I hate candy. Oh, but I hate candy corn, but you know what I hate worse? Circus peanuts. That's the next one. Fucking, I fucking, circus penis is insulation. I said circus penis. I'm circus peanuts. Then they have peanut butter kisses. Is that like a Hershey's kiss but made out of peanut butter? Oh, I don't know. Now, the next one's on the list is wax Coke bottles. I don't know, man. I grew up in the 70s. That shit was, that was pretty good. I mean, it's not a good Snickers, but it's pretty good. After that, Necco wafers. Now, if you're not from this area of the world, because Necco wafers are actually from here. They're from the New England area. And then Tootsie Roll. How is Tootsie Roll the worst candy? That's some bullshit. What do you mean they were terrible? Oh, what, the Coke bottles or the Necco wafers? Then they have, well, Smarties. Then they have Smarties. Oh, Boston Baked Beans. Oh, I hated Boston Baked Beans. But then, you know, Smarties. And then, of course, Licorice, which is, no thank you. Then Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty was a hard candy to eat. Because it was like licorice, but jelly beans. And then Bit-O Honey. Remember Bit-O Honey? Bit-O Honey. Bit-O Honey. Oh, how did you, what, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing. You know, maybe it was something else. I don't know. What door? What's happening here? Oh, my computer just got all messed up. All right. Door. There we go. Oh, that's why. I was like, what's going on with this? But yeah, I mean, I didn't mind Biddle Honey. It wasn't bad. What is this? When I was a kid, I thought some of these candles were terrible. I know. I thought they were terrible, too. Now I absolutely love them. It's just... Oh, what the fuck? Oh, fuck. I forgot. It's October. Jesus Christ. What do you want?
Hello.
Jesus. Fuck.
I want to play a game.
Oh, can you back off?
This is a word game.
All right, fine.
And you're going to play whether you want to or not.
All right, fine.
Live or die.
Fuck.
The choice is yours.
He's like an inch from my fucking neck. Go away. All right, let's play.
Example one.
Okay, example one. Jesus.
If you are on the trolley.
If I'm on the trolley.
From 1 p.m.
Okay.
To 5 p.m.
I'll get my pen.
One and 30 p.m. people okay. get on one each to hour.
1 to 5, 30 people.
How sick of them will you be?
Wait.
By today.
Well, okay, fine. Now, that was a math question. But I won't be
Example
sick of them.
Two.
I'm fucking buzzing through this.
If October
okay.
has 31 days.
Okay, it does.
And 10 of those days rain.
Okay.
And 5 of those days
okay.
are cold.
Okay. 10.
And 15 of those days
15.
are sunny.
Okay.
What day do you
yeah.
take your Prozac?
Fuck off! Just fuck! Just
Example.
Fuck, fuck off! What are you doing? Jesus!
If you do 2 shows a night.
Okay, 2 shows a night.
On the trolley.
Okay.
And work a 4-hour shift.
Okay.
Every day.
Every day.
How long will it take you to buy the gun permit and kill yourself?
Oh, Jesus, you're dark. What's wrong with you? I've been working the whole month,
Example
man.
Example four.
Fuck, he's mean. Jesus Christ.
When you're walking oh, to work
okay.
for a shift on the trolley
okay.
and you have 15 minutes to get there,
okay,
how many people will ask where the witch museum is?
I don't know. A lot. Is that okay?
And how long will it take?
What's a two-part?
You to clarify which museum?
Okay, get it out. Get out. Get out of here. What you do to your voice? You sound different. Is that something with the software? Would you smile? Come on, those are funny. But you're fucking with me in the Prozac thing, man. Prozac cocktail. I can't. They're not real questions. Put the knife down. Jigsaw. Wow! Cut it out. Nobody's even... Get out of here. It's the last day. Would you smile a second? Oh, Jesus. All right. I get it. Ah! Jesus. Oh, oh God. Just pulled that out of his pocket. Put that away. Just go away, Jesus Christ! Just go away. Are you gonna go? Just stop staring at me. I know it was funny. It was good. I'll see you later. All right, bye. He's taking like one step. Get out of here. All right, Jesus Christ! Fuck, he's a scary dude. He's just scary. Just you know, he's just dumping shit. What? What did you? He just opened the door and waved and then closed the door. Oh, God in heaven, he scares me. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to almost, let's just take a break. I'm going to compose myself and figure out what I need to do. But while we're taking the break, you're going to listen to a couple commercials. And of course, we have our history coming up. Hey, you guys are listening to Radio Irregardless, and I'll be right back.
There I was, just trolling through the internet, and all of a sudden, this leaf pops up. Turns out it's my cousin. Found out all the things she likes and where she lives. It was actually really cool. And that's when I discovered Incestry.com.
Visit Ancestry.com and discover the world's largest online resource. You don't have to know what you're looking for. You just have to start looking.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Ages ago, tribes of Celtic farmers believed there was one day a year where the season of life meets the season of death.
Today's the day! The sun is shining, the tank is clean, and we are getting out of...
The tank is clean.
And that day was called Samhain.
We did not seriously think that a hobbit could contend with the will of Sauron. There are none who can.
Druid priests tried to foretell whether their villages would survive the winter.
Funny. She doesn't look Druish.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III established All Hallows Day, and soon Samhain became known as All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve has become a night of frolic. Oh. Where children wear costumes and run amok.
From there, it was a short walk to the name we all know today, Halloween. The origins of trick-or-treating remain unclear. It is believed to have stemmed from a custom known as souling, in which the poor went from home to home and prayed for the souls of each family's dead.
Klaatu, Merata,
Halloween's appeal transcends age, delighting both children and, yes, even adults alike.
Aren't you getting a little old, Mitch? Shouldn't you step aside?
It's a day to step into costume, gorge on sweets, throw ghoulish galas, and scare ourselves silly. The truth is frightfully clear. Not even a silver bullet could stop Halloween now.
Silver bullet, the one that won't slow you down.
Talking about cool, life, it's the right beer now.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hi, this is Brendan Millett, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. And whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I'll be honest, what is it? I love the vent line complaints in the newspaper from old people bitching about Halloween and the kids ringing the doorbells. I had a kid ring the doorbell and do the door knocker at the same time. I was almost going to go out there and knock him out. Man. And the thing was, you know, if you just shut the lights, everything was cool. Well, I thought this was something old people look forward to. Oh, that's funny. It's like, where are my grandchildren? They're going to ring the bell and ask for candy. But happy Halloween, everybody. Hey, let me tell you what I got coming up over the next couple of weeks or so. Because I will not be going to another show until November. I think the next show I'm be able to do is our Thanksgiving Eve show, which is on November 27th, which is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving that we always do. I always do. You guys always join me, which I always feel like it's a week. So, but let me tell you where I'm going to be this upcoming weekend. Tomorrow night, I'm off. How happy am I to just have a night off, not do nothing, which is great. Saturday night, I'll be telling some jokes at the American Legion in Winchendon, which is a real town. I've never been there in almost 30 years of stand-up comedy. I've never performed in Winchendon, Mass, and it's in Western Mass, so it's going to be fun. And then, of course, Sunday, I will be on the Salem Spirits Trolley for our second-to-last event. And again, they've been selling out, and I think this one sold out as well. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So, as always, guys, if you want to be a sponsor or a guest, leave a question or comment, email at radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can even call the hotline, 978-219-9294. And again, our next show will be November 27th, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. If anything changes, I'll let you know. But guys, happy Halloween. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one paper, eh?